The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Murray's going to inbound it, and they'll give it to Waller. Waller starts his dribble, kicks to Pocock on the left side, gives it to Zach Ryan. The drive by Ryan takes it off glass, and he scored! How did he get that shot off of the land of the Giants? Zach Ryan with a great drive to give the Cats the lead.
Today, it's live coverage of the GNAC Holiday Basketball Tournament featuring the Kearney High Bearcats. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Millard South down by one, gets it up on the right side. Penetration here by Navity, and it's blocked inside by Miller. Ball's on the ground, it's a help ball. Possession arrow belongs to the Cats, and so does the ball.
3 games over 3 days to finish off their holiday break for the Bearcats. It's the GNAC Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Hastings right after this word from New Tech Seed. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Hastings High School, the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for GNAC boys semifinal action between the Kearney Bearcats and the Scotts Bluff Bulldogs. We're glad to have you along with us here on ESPN Radio. The Kearney High girls trouncing North Platte this afternoon 45-16 to advance on to the championship game. Let's look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Bearcats, number 23, 6'2 junior, Austin Mishu. Number 24, 6'1 junior, Jake Waller. Number 25, 6'3 senior, Trevor Liebarger. Number 33, 6'1 senior, Peyton Pocock. And number 55, 6'4 senior, Brian Arp. Kearney comes into tonight's game with a record of 3-4, coached by Scott Steinbrook. For Scott's Bluff, number 0, 5'11 sophomore, is Drew Cookshausen. Number 10, 5'10 senior, Jackson Hines. Number 23, 6'1 senior, Trent Harris. Number 41, 6'8 sophomore, Landon Walker. And number 55, 6'6 junior, Austin Clarkson. Scott's Bluff is number 2 in Class B. They are 7-1 on the season, coached by Tony Siski. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Scott's Bluff, obviously, with the height advantage, and so they will win the opening tip, and we are underway here on ESPN Radio. Scott's Bluff will face a man-to-man defense here from Kearney High, trying to work the ball inside, obviously, with a huge height advantage. The first drive will be by the sophomore Cookshausen. Cookshausen gets it down low, turnaround jumper, but the big fella Landon Walker no good, and Brian Arp will get the rebound. Kearney High definitely going to have to be solid on the boards here today. The Bearcats have changed up a little bit as they have throughout the season. The starting lineup has changed as Pocock's shot is no good, and the rebound brought down by Austin Mishu, so a second opportunity here for Kearney High to Arp on the low block. He goes up, has it knocked away, got it back, can't get it to follow. Waller with an offensive rebound, backside, missed another bunny, and the rebound brought down by Landon Walker. Kearney had their opportunities and couldn't get the early lead. At the other end, Cuxhausen shifts it off, but another layup is missed. This time it's on the Scotts Bluff side, and Arp has the rebound. In the battle of Bearcats, Kearney and Scotts Bluff, Liebarger for three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Austin Clarkson. They want to run the floor up on the wing to Trent Harris. He'll go to the trailer, which is Clarkson. Clarkson and Walker, 6'6 and 6'8. Also a couple of sophomores out there, so a little bit of youth here on this basketball team for Scotts Bluff as they try to post up Arp, working his way inside Brian and putting it up off the glass and scoring is Landon Walker. That is our first bucket of the basketball game. Scotts Bluff 2-0, 6:20 to go here in the first quarter. Pushing it up the floor, Pocock to the left elbow. He'll swing it out to Liebarger up top to Mishu. Austin, one dribble, and we'll kick it back out. Working around the perimeter to Waller, to Pocock. Kearney High's not going to have a whole lot of success, you wouldn't think, inside. Here's a three off the screen. Waller hit it. Jake, straight away, top of the key, knocks down the three-point bucket, and Kearney will take a 3-2 lead. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Three at the other end is on the way. Comes up short that time for Harris, and the rebound brought down by the Bearcats. Looks like Liebarger will pick up his first board. Peyton Pocock goes to the point guard position. That's one of the changes that Coach Steinbrick was telling us about. We talked to you at halftime of the girls' game as Waller tries to drive. Has it poked away. Fast break the other way. Switching hands and scooping it up and scoring will be Trent Harris. Scotts Bluff 4, Kearney 3. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Pocock dribbles all the way down. Crossover working there on Hines. Can't get by him. Now they'll go on the post up to Arp. Arp, big step back. Turns off the glass and scores. Brian Arp, sometimes you'll see a guy hook him with their elbow. He actually hooked him with his hip. He made a big step inside with his off leg and got inside Walker and had position. Walker kicks it out of the wing. Cuxhausen for three. It's no good. They've missed a couple from the outside. Rebound, though, by Walker in the corner. One more three, and this one is good for Trent Harris. Scotts Bluff, 7. Kearney High, 5. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Pocock, front court. Over on the wing, Liebarger. Again, they post up Arp, trying to get some confidence there. To Mishu, free throw line jumper. Frozen rope, hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Harris. Harris, fast break, numbers aren't there. He'll kick it on the wing to Hines and get it back out against the Kearney man-to-man. He decides to drive on Pocock. Tough, contested shot, no good. Arp with his third board. Pocock up the floor. Mishu will take the pass on the right wing. They're going to sag on him. Could have the three if he wanted. Instead, he's going to drive, runs right into a defender, and they're going to have to call the charge. Hines stood there and took the charge from Austin Mishu. First foul of the game on either team. Comes back over to Scotts Bluff. Kearney's going to make some substitutions. Into the ball game will be Zach Ryan at the point. And Austin Murray will also check in. 7-5, Scotts Bluff, 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Good screen away. They get it down low to the big fellow Walker. Missed the short jumper, though. Backside rebound, Zach Ryan. Ryan pushes it up the floor to Liebarger, right back to Zach, 28-foot line. He'll dribble to the right side, looks for the back cut. Instead, Waller comes up, takes it off the screen. Back over to Ryan, lobs it inside to Arp, gets inside position, and a foul going to be called. Two free throws coming up. Arp had two different men on him, and the big fellow landed Walker. Got him on the wrist. First foul of the game on Scotts Bluff. And Brian Arp will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Kearney High will have to do a good job from the line if they can get to the line much today. And the free throw is in and out. It is no good. Second free throw. Coming up for Arp, trying to get Kearney within one now. And it is up and in. So Arp will get the second one. He's got three. Waller has hit a three-point bucket, and it's 7-6 in favor of Scotts Bluff. 3.5 to go here, first quarter of the GNAC semifinals. Working in is Harris. He's cut off by Murray, dumps it into the corner. Good ball movement. Rotated back to the weak side. Cuxhausen comes down. One-hand floater from eight, no good. Murray slaps the rebound out into the hands of Zach Ryan. Numbers aren't there, so Ryan will slow it down, bring it across the timeline right side. Off a pick, they'll find Liebarger. Long three, off the heel, no good. Rebound, Cuxhausen. And Kearney and Scotts Bluff, both one of three from beyond the arc. Across the timeline, top of the key three from Clarkson. The 6'6er puts it up, no good. Another rebound for Liebarger, who is playing well here so far in this first quarter. Seems to be all over the court. Ryan, right side of the key, tries to get into the corner. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Trent Harris. And Kearney High will do some more subbing. And Chris Langan is coming into the ball game, as well as Kyle Anderson. So a couple of guys that don't necessarily see a ton of playing time are in with 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. Zach Ryan, crossover dribble, takes it into the paint. One-hand runner, hits the front of the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Clarkson. Quickly up the floor, it's Dylan Hernandez who's checked in for Scott's Bluff, as has Ashley Jones. Jones takes a run to the right side, high off the glass, and scores. Jones, a transfer in from Iowa, is able to get the bucket. He's a senior. And it's 9-6 now, Scott's Bluff by three. Bearcats working around the perimeter with 2:20 to go here in quarter number one. Pocock over to Murray. Murray on the weak side. Tries a little pick and roll. He's lucky the bounce pass was kicked because he didn't have a teammate to throw it to. Langan had bounced back up to the top of the circle. So Kearney will take it out underneath their own hoop. To throw it in will be Austin Murray. Murray looking, and finally throws it out to midcourt to his outlet in Zach Ryan. Ryan dribbles right side, draws the double team back to Murray in between the two defenders. Back out Ryan. Good defense here by Scott's Bluff. Ryan between the circles, dribbles to the right side, draws the double team. Again, Kearney moves the ball, but Scott's Bluff is right there on him. Can't get a shot away. Langan into the corner to Anderson. Back to Murray. Quick three is up and no good. Ball comes off strong on the backside to Trent Harris. Harris will push it into the front court, put the shoulder down, and a no-look pass that Langan picks off. He got in trouble and just threw it up for grabs. And the first turnover of the game for Scott's Bluff. Murray got by his defender, drives the right baseline, and a foul will be called. Austin will go to the line and shoot two. See who the foul is on here. Going to go Trent Harris, his first and the team's second personal foul. 1:35 remaining here in the first quarter, and Austin Murray will put the free throw up and in. Checking back in here for Scott's Bluff will be Jackson Hines. Now Murray ready to fire up his second free throw. And Austin will square it, shoot it, and score. So Murray hits them both, and it's 9-8. Scott's Bluff by one, a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. In for Scott's Bluff is Blake Wilberger. He's also got a 6'4 frame on him. Back to Jones. Ashley uses his dribble up. Out to Wilberger outside of the arc. In the left corner, they try to post up the big fella Clarkson. He throws into the right-hand corner, spreading the floor, Hernandez. Jones starts the dribble, cut off there by Murray. Back out top, Wilberger underneath. The shot rejected by Austin Murray. He comes in to help out Austin Clarkson and swats it out of there. Austin Murray with the first block here for Kearney High. A minute to go in quarter number one. Bearcats down by one. Pocock drives, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. Langan off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Wilberger. And here comes Scott's Bluff. They want to run. They'll put up a one-hand runner that's no good. Ball tipped out to Murray. And the Bearcats defense has been solid. That hasn't been necessarily the problem this season. It's the offense. Pocock, left corner. Back out to Ryan. 30 seconds to go. Pocock looking inside. They're really shoving on Austin Murray. Arp is getting a rest right now, so no true big in there. Off to a couple of picks. Anderson, he runs out of real estate, kicks it out to Ryan. Zach for three. It will not go. And the ball will be tipped out into the hands of Dylan Hernandez with 14 seconds. Scott's Bluff's got plenty of time to get a shot to Ashley Jones. Jones off the high screen, puts his head down, drives, has it rejected. Ooh! What a play there by Kyle Anderson. He blocked the basketball. And then he was headed out of bounds, so he grabbed it and he just threw it off Jones, who was laying down. After he took the shot, he fell to the ground. And, I mean, he threw that about as hard as he could. And Kearney High will end up getting the basketball with 4.4 to go here. Anderson to throw it in. He finds Zach Ryan. He gets across the timeline, hands it off for a long three. Liebarger hits a 22-footer. The three-pointer is good. for Trevor Liebarger, and Kearney High will have the lead at the end of the first quarter. Kearney 11, Scottsbluff 9. You're listening to the GPAC Tournament Semifinals here on ESPN Radio.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
With our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Hastings High School for the 2014 GNAC Holiday Basketball Tournament. Kearney High has the ball to start the second quarter. And they lead it 11-9 after the Liebarger three. Pocock drives, goes backside dish, layup missed by Arp. Rebound brought down by Jones, and off to the races he is. He'll stop and fire it over to Wilberger. His three is up and in. So Scottsbluff has a couple of tall players that like to shoot the ball from the outside, and Wilberger makes it 12-11 in favor of Scottsbluff. Turnovers, each team just had one in the first quarter. 2 of 7 for Kearney from three-point land, 1 of 4 for Scottsbluff. Pocock for three, it's no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Liebarger trying to save it. For Kearney, they had just 1 2-point bucket. They had 2 threes, 3 free throws, and a deuce by Brian Arp. 5 points for Trent Harris leads the way for Scottsbluff. Both teams had 9 rebounds unofficially in the first quarter. 12-11 Scottsbluff, and they have the ball. Over on the right side of the key, Jones crossover, loses Pocock, then doesn't go anywhere. Pocock catches back up to him. Over to Wilberger, off the man-to-man, screen and roll left side. They'll go with a chuck pass to Hines. Inside to the 6'8 Walker, jump hook, no good from 8. Brian Arp will pull down his team high, 4th rebound. Outlet pass Pocock on the weak side, left wing. Back up top, Waller, long 3. Jake, it's off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Liebarger is there to stick it back up and in. And 5 points, 3 rebounds now for, well, let me double check. Was that Michaud? Yes, it was. It was Austin from our vantage point a little farther up here. My apologies. And Scottsbluff then turns it over as they bring the ball up the floor. So Austin Michaud with the bucket. And Kearney High will have it back. Driving in, Pocock tries to make a wraparound pass and gives it right back to Scottsbluff. And now a foul going to be called on Michaud, putting pressure up the floor. That'll be the second on Austin. He has both Kearney fouls. And it looks like Coach Steinbrook for the moment will stay with him. Inbounds pass comes to Ashley Jones. Jones gives it off on the left elbow. Hernandez, jumper, good from 8. Dylan, nice catch, and took one dribble and hit the short little jumper. Pocock pushes the ball up the floor, gets it to Arp, who pops outside of the lane. Back to Michaud on the right elbow. Dribbles backwards, now to Arp. Give and go, back to Michaud. Another layup missed. Rebound brought down by Wilberger. Kearney cannot afford to miss those at the rate they're missing them if they want to win tonight. Walker in the paint. Little jump hook on a baseline right side. Won't go. Arp with his 5th rebound. Pocock brings it up, so Scottsbluff has also missed their share of short shots. It's 14-13. Each team could easily have another 6 or 8 points on the board. Michaud in the right corner. Liebarger in there with him. Dribbles it all the way up top, and they'll reset the offense. Liebarger on the right wing to Pocock. Baseline is wide open, but he doesn't want it. Left-hand dribble. Back out top they'll go. Holding the ball, Waller. Waller starts the dribble, finds a seam, takes it all the way in, got underneath Walker, and scored. Jake Waller with his 2nd bucket, a 3 and a 2. Kearney back on top, 15-14. Jones, a playground shot all the way down, threw up one that was nowhere close. Rebound brought down by Liebarger. Up the floor to Waller. Long 3-pointer, got it. Back-to-back buckets for Jake Waller, and a little momentum now for the Bearcats. They're up by four, 18-14. Scottsbluff waiting to sub here at the next horn, 4:40 to go, second quarter. Will Berger out on the left wing, up top Jones. Swings it right side, Hernandez. Back out to Jones. Scottsbluff definitely has some scores. Jones left side of the key, waiting for the screen. Hernandez pops back out top. On the wing to Hines. Hines drives baseline, tries to fire it into the middle, but there's nothing but black jerseys. Pocock makes the steal. Peyton pushes it up, but it's 3-on-4. Tries to get it back out to the trailer. Liebarger, and they'll settle it down. Waller between the circles. Jake with 8 points to lead the way for the Bearcats. Over on the wing to Michu. Puts the ball on his hip. Gets it back up top. Here's a three. Liebarger, that's going to be a little strong. Rebound is run down in the corner. Wilberger will tap it into the hands of Hines. 18-14, Kearney posting up Walker. He'll get this one to go, the leaner on Arp. Good battle between those two, Walker and Arp. 18-16, Bearcats with 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. Coming up at half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will recap today's activities from both the Amherst Holiday Tournament and what we've had here at the GNAC. And we are scheduled to talk with Kearney girls coach Jason Boyd about their easy victory today over North Platte. Pocock pulls up from the baseline, left side, 11-footer is good. First bucket of the ball game for Peyton. And the lead back to four for Kearney High, 20-16. Game moving right along here. Hines hands it off to Jones, back up top to Hernandez. Left wing Wilberger, a couple of dribbles towards the top of the circle, passes it off, Hines for three, no good. Long rebound, Wilberger tracks it down, attacks the hoop, has it blocked inside by Michu. It is still Scottsbluff ball though, and they'll take it out to midcourt and reset it. Ashley Jones dribbling and finally gets rid of it. Hines into the corner, Hernandez. Back out top, Wilberger. Fighting off the three to get out there and cover him is Michu. Now Walker's got position down low. His shot no good, but he is fouled by Brian Arp. First foul of the game on Arp. Kearney High was saying Walker had camped out in the lane there. Still to go in the boys' portion of this tournament. Norfolk and Hastings are the other semifinal at 7:15. In the consolation bracket, McCook and North Platte are currently playing while Lexington is taking on Columbus tonight. Free throw by Landon Walker is no good. That's the first free throw attempt of the game for Scottsbluff. Kearney High girls a winner today, 45-16 over North Platte. College football, it is LSU on a 75-yard touchdown, tying Notre Dame 21-all. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. And Walker will hit his second free throw and then check out. He's got 5 points. 20-17, Kearney. 2:35 to go, first half. Here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Waller picks up the loose ball and drives to the right elbow, dumps it into the corner to Austin Murray, who's re-entered the game. So is Chris Langan to Ryan Pocock. And then Waller, those are the five on the floor. Langan can't get the three, but Waller can. Deep left corner, spins it home. Jake with 8 in the quarter and 11 of the ball game. The biggest lead for Kearney High. They're now up by 6, 23-17. Right now, Scottsbluff's got to find a better way of getting that ball inside. They do to Clarkson. They double down on him. He backs in Langan. He gets the shot away, partially blocked from behind by Murray, it looked like. And Zach Ryan will come out of there with the rebound. Zach gives it off to Pocock on the right wing. Guarded up front there by Hernandez. Picks his dribble up over to Ryan, 25 feet away. Back up Murray. Left wing Waller, he's feeling it. He fires another three. That one will not go. Rebound brought down by Harris, and here comes Scottsbluff. Stops the top of the circle. Thought about popping the three. No good. Then Waller pokes it away from behind and comes away with the steal. Fourth Scottsbluff turnover. 1:20 to go here in the first half. 23-17, Kearney High. In what would be an upset, the Bearcats, the three seed, and now the pass picked off by Trent Harris at the top of the key, and he goes in and finishes. Trent Harris with the steal and his 7th point, just the 3rd turnover for Kearney High. Now Ryan across the timeline with a minute to go to Murray, over to Pocock. Back out top to Waller, well covered there by Drew Cuxhausen. Patience for Kearney, over to Waller. 45 seconds to go. Looks for the back cut. Pocock in traffic. Tough fadeaway jumper. Got the 9-footer to go. Second bucket for Peyton Pocock. Kearney High starting to hit a few more now. 25-19, 30 seconds to go in the half. It is Matthew Mickey into the top of the circle. He'll dish it off. Harris throws up a bad shot. He had three guys hanging on him. It came up so short that it fell into the hands of Matt Mickey, and he fouled, and it looks like it's on Langan. Haven't had a lot of fouls in the game. That's only the fourth on Kearney, first on Chris. Anderson back in for Kearney High. So's Arp, 25 seconds to go. And it'll be Scottsbluff ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to work that back screen. Nothing there. They'll throw it all the way into the backcourt, and Dylan Hernandez will grab it. So Scottsbluff, let's see if they play for the last shot here. Dylan in no hurry to Cuxhausen. Back up Hernandez, swings it left side of the key to Harris with 13. Skip pass over to Cuxhausen. Keep an eye on Clarkson down to the post. 8 seconds out around midcourt. Zach Ryan tried to pick his pocket, and they'll call him for a foul. That's not a big deal because it makes Scottsbluff throw the ball in with 7 seconds to go. It's Ryan's first. It's the team's fifth. So all they're going to do is throw it in, and doesn't give him as much time to set up a play. Checking in is Jackson Hines. They throw it to him in the backcourt. Setting a screen for Hines to get a shot away. 2 seconds, 1 second. He forces a 25-footer. It's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. With the score, the Kearney Bearcats 25. And the Scottsbluff Bearcats 19. Coming up, it is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to Hastings High School. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Boys semifinals here in the GNAC tournament, and Kearney High is playing very solid, and they lead Class B second-ranked Scottsbluff 25-19 at the half. We'll look at the numbers in a little bit, but our first game of the doubleheader today, Kearney High girls 45-16 over North Platte, and we're joined by head coach Jason Boyd of the Lady Bearcats, who run their record to 4-3. And again, all three of those losses coming to top 10 competition as far as the preseason rankings in Class A. And coach, you had a nice little run there at the end of the first quarter, and it seemed to just yank the heart right out of North Platte this afternoon.
Yeah, I think we defended well the whole game, obviously only giving up 16 points, but we had some runouts on them. I think that's what, you know, offensively, we didn't play really well offensively, but we had some, you know, a lot of transition baskets. It seemed like we got a lot of easy baskets in transition, and that kind of got us going. Probably that's what was happening late in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mentioned a couple of times a lot of so-called bunnies in the first quarter weren't falling for you. You were still up 17-6. You're up 20 at half. I said it felt like you're up 30 or more the way that you guys are playing.
Yeah, at halftime, actually, the talk was, you know, we're up 20. We felt like we should be up more. Obviously, they weren't shooting well either, but, you know, we felt like we were missing lots of easy shots, missing some free throws. Our Millard South game, we were up big early, and then they made a run and actually took a lead. We barely held on. And so at halftime, we talked about how it kind of felt that way. We got to, you know, the first few minutes of the second half, I thought were big for us to come out and still continue to defend well and hopefully offensively get things going a little bit.
As you said, they didn't shoot the ball well, but they would have seemed to have a little advantage in a couple of places out there that you just shut down. It just seemed like North Platte couldn't do anything right today. And for North Platte, that's just a game you want to
throw away, and it's a tough one for them. But it just seemed like whatever you did shut them down.
Right. I mean, their two best players by a ways are Harvey and Hunt, and I think they combined for maybe 2 points. That's what I was looking at right there. Yep. I didn't even look at the book yet. So, and that was the plan, was to just take those two away. We're going to give up some shots to some of their other kids. We knew that. And I think, you know, we play them in a week and a half. We know those other kids are going to hit some of those shots next time we play them. And we told our kids that afterwards. We got to still be ready, you know, for them in a week and a half. They're going to definitely come back with a little more effort. You know, sometimes the break, teams are a little flat, and I thought they were really flat today.
You got Brianna involved early, and it seemed like you attacked and weren't afraid to take it at Jesse Hunt inside. When you guys had the ball, was that part of the game plan?
Well, when she had her second, we definitely were really focused on that. I mean, early, I think we were just going to our high-low offense, and so it's basically a three-post offense that we run, and we were trying to get the ball inside and trying to get easy baskets. But it just felt like, you know, in the first half, we weren't converting. It seemed like we would get it in there, but we wouldn't finish, or if we got fouled, we'd miss the free throws. And so we kind of abandoned that in the second half a little bit more and just kind of went to some of our other stuff that we run.
You have come out of the Christmas break and easily won your first two games here, which has got to be good for, hey, yeah, we've come out and we've dominated our two opponents. Are you surprised?
The way we did it, yes. I was surprised we dominated as much as we did. I still feel like, you know, we feel like as a team we're the team to beat in this thing. Who cares what seed we are? Mm-hmm. We just felt like, but we got to prove it on the court. You know, we feel like, you know, we can compete with any of these teams. We can beat any of these teams on a given night. We could lose to a lot of these teams on a given night, too. So we got to show it on the court. We got to come out ready to go. We're definitely going to have a tough game no matter what tomorrow. Norfolk and Columbus are both two tough teams. You know, Norfolk has the Bradley girl that's tough going to Division One, and then Columbus has multiple kids that can just shoot the ball, very well coached. And so we know we're going to get, you know, have a tough game tomorrow.
For the folks that don't know, this tournament is put together the way you seed it differently than probably any other tournament. The coaches are asked to rate the teams, and then they are put out on the Monday. They were out last Monday. So I guess, were you surprised that you were the number three? And if you were, has the team used that as some motivation?
Not really. We figured we'd be two or three. And we were two and three, you know, was our record going into it. You got Norfolk and North Platte that were both 4-2 coming into it. So people look at that, and it's hard to know who you play. It's hard to know. Our conference is so spread out. I mean, you don't get many conferences. You got a Scotts Bluff and a Norfolk in the same conference. I don't think there's probably many states that have any conferences that are like that. And so it's hard to know the teams that they're playing and what they're like and how good they really are. And so I think some coaches look a lot at the record as well. And so we were 2-3. We had lost to some good teams. We played some really good teams real close. We thought maybe we'd be there. I mean, it doesn't matter in the end. I mean, like I think I talked to you before, it mainly matters for your first-round opponent, you know, who you're going to get first round. After that, you're going to have to beat one of those next best three teams in this conference. And so we knew that going in, and we took care of business yesterday, so I don't think it affected us that much. So we haven't won this thing for a long time. I think we won it in 2009 was last year. We went 3 years in a row and won it, and we haven't won it since then. So it's a goal of ours every year is to win our conference tournament. And so it's been a kind of too long of a dry spell for what I want this program, you know, where we want to be as a program. And so, you know, hopefully we'll get it tomorrow. It's definitely a big goal of ours, but we're going to have a tough game no matter what.
And finally, Jason, the three games in 3 days, how does that affect anything that you do tomorrow?
Well, it helped. You know, yesterday we got a sub a lot. That definitely helped. And today, not as much today, but it was kind of a half-court game a lot of the time. So hopefully, you know, hopefully this game is a little closer, and both of these teams are, you know, going to have to play their starters a lot. And so hopefully that'll help us out tomorrow as well. But, you know, your goal at the end of the year is to get to state and then to compete for a state championship. And if you're going to do that, you got to be able to play three games in 3 days. And so we know that going in. So I like having these tournaments. You know, we miss Hayes tournament for that reason, I think. And so it's nice to have a tournament like this that you do have to compete three games in 3 days.
45-16 today for Kearney. They took care of North Platte, shut them down. Skylar Snyder, 13 points, 11 rebounds. It was pretty balanced after that. And, Jason, good luck tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Thanks, Doug.
Coach Jason Boyd, head coach of the Kearney Lady Bearcats. Halftime of the boys. Kearney, a 25-19 lead over Scotts Bluff. We'll look at the numbers next.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers of our boys' game for Scott's Bluff. Drew Cuxhausen has 1 rebound. Ashley Jones, 2 points and a rebound. 7 points for Trent Harris. He's got 3 rebounds. Dylan Hernandez, 2 points and a rebound. Blake Wilberger, 3 points, 4 rebounds. And Landon Walker has 5 points, 2 rebounds. Austin Clarkson also has 2 rebounds. Unofficially, at the half, 19 points for Scott's Bluff, 14 rebounds, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from three-point land, and 4 turnovers. For Kearney, Zach Ryan, 2 rebounds, Austin Mishu, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Jake Waller leads the way with 11 points. He's hit 3 threes. Trevor Liebarger, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Kyle Anderson has a block. Peyton Pocock, 4 points. Austin Murray, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Brian Arp, 3 points and 5 rebounds. At the half for Kearney High, they have 25 points, 15 rebounds. They are 3 of 4 at the free throw line, 4 out of 13 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 3 turnovers. Kearney leads at 25-19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days, and a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
Welcome back to high school basketball as the first possession will be turned over by Scott's Bluff. Then Kearney High will miss a shot. Rebound brought down by Cuxhausen. They'll push it up the floor and a three-point attempt foul going to be called here on Kearney High off the missed three. It's going to be on Liebarger. Again, we didn't have any foul problems. Kearney High only had 5 called on him, 2 on Mishu. And nobody, only 2 fouls called on Scott's Bluff total. And the free throw's coming up here for Jackson Hines off the foul on the three-point attempt. First one is good. Second one is good. Only the second trip to the line as a team here for Scott's Bluff. And the third free throw now to try and cut that halftime lead in half, and they're all good. So Jackson Hines steps up, hits all 3 free throws, 25-22, Kearney High, 30 seconds in to the third quarter. Kearney Catholic girls dismantled Ogallala 75-20 in the championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament today. St. Pat's was a winner in the girls' consolation, and Kearney Catholic a winner in the boys' consolation. As they'll put it around the perimeter, Jake Waller, another 3. It's up and in, 14 for Waller, and that is his 4th 3 of the game. 5 of 14 for the Cats. Trying to answer is Hines with the 3. This time not fouled, but it doesn't go. And the ball ends up in the hands of Cuxhausen. Cuxhausen drives the left baseline, and no good. Scott's Bluff was over the back on the big guy Walker, but they didn't call it because Arp had already corralled his 6th rebound. Into the corner, Waller. He's looking to fire every time he touches it right now to Mishu. Left elbow, dribbles it down the left key, and then gets it out of there. 3-point line to Pocock, top of the circle. Off a couple of picks, they get it to Waller in the paint. He tries to spin move, but there's too much height in there, and Clarkson will block his shot, and the ball will be turned over here to Scott's Bluff. Cuxhausen, an off-balance 3. It is no good. It goes over the backboard and out of bounds to Kearney High. 6:20 to go, third quarter, 28-22. Bearcats with the lead. As Pocock will bring it into the front court, got Liebarger, Mishu, Waller, and Arp, the original 5 starters out there for Kearney High. Same story for Scott's Bluff as Arp down on the block goes with a little baby hook, right hand up and in. Arp throws it over the 6'8 Landon Walker for his second bucket. He's got five. Kearney now with their largest lead, 8 points on back-to-back buckets, a 3 and a 2. At the other end, Walker, the lean-in. Arp is holding his ground. The shot won't go. Missed a close one. Arp with the 7th rebound. Up the floor quickly into the right-hand corner. Pocock doesn't like what he sees and dribbles out of there. Waller, 26 feet away, will give it off on the right wing to Minshew. Back up top, Liebarger trying to get a screen set. But right there on him is going to be Trent Harris. Here's Arp, looked at a 16-footer, now dribbles in, had room, missed the layup. Boy, he did such a good job to get position, but he missed the layup of the rebound brought down by Clarkson. Give and go at the other end. Walker gets free and scores. Arp just couldn't get back in time to keep up with Walker, and that'll be 7 points now for Landon Walker. 30-24, Kearney. 5:10 to go here, third quarter. Off a couple of screens, Liebarger, left side of the key. Nothing there. Throw it back up between the circles. Into the hands, Waller drives to the left elbow, stops, fires it to Arp. Little fade away from 11. Soft touch for the big fella, the Ohio football commit. Brian Arp with 2 buckets here in the quarter. He's got 7 of the game, 32-24. Now they try Walker on the other end. 6-foot jump hook over Arp. Good. So the big fellas get into a little battle here, each with 2 buckets in the quarter. 32-26, Kearney. Pocock between the circles, right side. Hands it off to Liebarger. Looks like it's time for a little rest. Everybody's just kind of standing there, and Minshew dribbles out to midcourt. There's nobody on him. Austin, left elbow to Waller. Look for the quick back cut, but Pocock's covered. Minshew will take the free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound brought down by Clarkson. And off to the races, Harris, left wing. Back out to the trailer, Hines. Hines dribbles all the way from the left key to the right key. Hands it off for a long three. Cookshausen hit it. First bucket of the ball game, Cookshausen, and a timeout on the floor by Kearney High. With 4:05 to go in the third quarter of play, it's the game's first timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Scotts Bluff trailing Kearney High 32, Scotts Bluff 29.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
With our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Hastings High. Thanks to Athletic Director Tracy Douglas and the fine folks here for their hospitality, to all the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. We are back here tomorrow for both Kearney High games. The girls are in the finals. That's at 1:30. The boys, if they win, they're in the finals at 3:15. Otherwise, the consolation at 11:45, a long three. Bearcats, Waller having the game of the season right now, hits his 5th. Jake Waller with his 5th three-pointer, and it's 35-29. Then he steals it at the other end of the court, trying to go coast-to-coast, and that's almost an intentional foul. The officials are going to talk it over. This might be an intentional foul. They bear-hugged him. Or are they discussing which one of the two to call it on? They're going to say before the shot and just call it on Austin Clarkson, so that's as easy as Scott's Bluff could have got off on that one. Good spread out that time. Waller, he's having an outstanding game. And now some substitutions for Scott's Bluff. So Blake Wilberger will check in. Ashley Jones will check in. Staying out there will be Walker and Cookshausen. Also coming in is going to be Dylan Hernandez. Kearney ball leading at 35-29 here in the third quarter with 3.5 to go. Zach Ryan in for the Bearcats. Reach in, not called. Free throw line jumper won't go. Rebound brought down by Hernandez. And here comes Scott's Bluff. Bearcats get back on defense. Murray's also into the game. Chris Langen's into the game after the timeout. I think that's why Coach Steinberg wanted it, frankly. He wanted to get the subs in because they'd been going for a while. Backing in traffic, shot no good. Walker, Langen does a great job of boxing out the 6'8 junior, and Langen will get his first rebound. In fact, Walker's just a sophomore, I misspoke, at 6'8, showing some of his rawness. Long three, Pocock, no good. And the rebound brought down underneath by Landon Walker. We talked about that as our seeds to success tonight, brought to you by Craig Weech as your Pioneer Seed Professional. that against the taller team, Kearney was going to have to shoot the ball well. They had not been shooting the ball well before Christmas. They were going to have to make some threes, and they've made six already, five of them by Jake Waller. Here, a foul is going to be called on Waller. It's his first of the ball game. Seeds to Success brought to you by your Pioneer Seeds professional in Craig Weeches. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help you get the most out of every acre? Easy. It's Pioneer.com and your mobile, Pioneer.com, on your smartphone. Scott's Bluff off the inbound, continues to work it around the perimeter. Jones has it up between the circles. Down by six. Now a long three from the left perimeter is up and in. Dylan Hernandez will hit his first three, the third of the game here for Scott's Bluff, also nicknamed the Bearcats. 35-32, 2:20 to go, third quarter. Pocock tightly guarded 26 feet away from the hoop, trying to make Ashley Jones pay in the double team. He'll bury it, nothing but net from 10. Pocock off the quick inbounds. Jones wants to run it up the floor, but again, the Bearcats have been doing a good job getting back defensively. Lobbed inside, Murray comes through. He's going to get another block on the Clarkson attempt. Off the glass, it's grabbed there by Pocock. Up the floor, he'll get Ryan the trailer to Lang and Chris for three. That won't go. And the long rebound run down by Dylan Hernandez. Scott's Bluff down by five, and running up the back of Jones is going to be Kyle Anderson. His first, team's third. Anderson, Ryan, Langen, Murray, Pocock. Pocock, the only starter in the game right now. Now, Murray and Ryan have started games this year. And in for Scott's Bluff will be Trent Harris. Chance to make it a one-possession game again here for Scott's Bluff. 37-32, Kearney, 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. Hernandez to Jones. Jones around the defender, one-hand runner, no good. Ripping down the rebound, Clarkson, and a tough putback is up and in. Austin with his first bucket of the ball game. Nice move, and it's 37-34. Pocock right wing, throws it behind Anderson, but he reaches back, grabs it, can't get the shot to fall. Trent Harris with his fourth rebound. Harris pushing it up the floor, doesn't have numbers, doesn't care, throws up a wild shot, it won't go. Kyle Anderson with a rebound. Off to Zach Ryan. And Zach will slow it down as well. A couple of times, Coach Steinbrook's off the bench saying, slow it down, we don't have the numbers. Anderson top of the circle. Bearcats could use a bucket here. Murray, left elbow, gets into the paint. Wrap around pass, nobody's there but white jerseys. Kearney's first turnover of the half. I've only got him for four in the game. At the other end, a near walk, Hernandez back out to Jones. Here's a three-pointer for the tie. Clarkson off the front of the rim on the clank, no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Wilberger. They'll try it again, lobbing it down to Wilberger on the post, jump hook in the paint, sets on the rim, won't go. Anderson, another rebound, down to 35 seconds to go, outlet pass to Murray. He'll go right back to Zach Ryan. 37-34, but Kearney's been on 37 for quite a while since that last three by Waller. Or Pocock, actually, hit that two-pointer. 15 seconds, Ryan trying to waste some time here, get the last shot away, picks his dribble up into the corner. Anderson, baseline is open, drives in, then kicks it back out. Ryan with nine, he'll drive in off the glass. It is too strong. Rebound brought down by Jones, then it's knocked out of his hands. Turnover, Scott's Bluff. Kearney didn't know how much time was left and forced one at the horn, and we are at the end of three quarters of play in the semifinals of the boys' GNAC Conference Tournament. The 7-1 Class B second-ranked Scott's Bluff Bearcats trailing the 3-4 Kearney High Bearcats. Kearney 37, Scott's Bluff 34 here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Scott's Bluff coming off their best quarter outscoring Kearney 15-12 in the third. Kearney was up 8. Now they'll have the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading it by 3. 37-34 here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you. One more quarter of basketball on this next to last day of 2014. Right elbow with it, Mischu kicks it back up top, Pocock over to Waller. A tough three, but he hit it, his sixth of the ball game. About a turnaround jumper three, and Jake has 20 of the Kearney 39 points, 40-34. Kearney is 7 of 18 from three-point land, 3 of 10 for Scott's Bluff. Off a couple of picks, it'll be Hernandez dishing it off to Walker, who then tries the kick out and throws it behind Jones. That is just the seventh turnover of the game for Scott's Bluff, but Kearney only has 4. It's a lot of a half-court game here today. Man-to-man, both ways. Pocock guarded by Ashley Jones. Working on him over to Walker, 25 feet away, up top to Mischu. He'll fire it over to Liebarger. On the post, they get it to Arp. Arp working it on Walker. Just pushes him and scores. And I don't mean with his hand. He just leaned in, knocked him off balance, and Arp now has 9. So 29 of the 42 between Waller and Arp. 42-34 the lead, right back out to 8. The first 5 points of the fourth quarter come in the opening minute for Kearney High. Norfolk and Hastings waiting on the other side. Here's a jumper on the drive that sticks on the rim. Harris, no good. Rebound brought down by Jake Waller. That's actually his first rebound of the ball game. Again, Norfolk and Hastings boys semifinal later tonight. Arp inside, tries to go up, knocked out of his hands, got his own rebound, and then a foul called on Scott's Bluff. Again, the Hastings Tigers are the 5 seed. They beat Columbus yesterday. Norfolk rolled up Lexington, and they are one of the top teams in Class A. Foul here is called on Scott's Bluff's Trent Harris, his second, team's second. Again, nobody with 3 or more fouls in this game. Kearney will take it in on their baseline. Backing up Mischu, decides not to shoot it, and will just dribble it out. Over to Pocock on the left wing. An 8-point lead here for Kearney High. 6.5 to go in the game. 42-34. They have held Scott's Bluff down. Pocock back out to Mischu. Very patient. Here's a 3 by Liebarger. Round and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Waller, then has it blocked on the putback by Landon Walker. And out of bounds it goes. And they're actually going to call a foul on Walker. Didn't hear the whistle all the way up here. Scott's Bluff is a team that averages nearly 70 points a game. Their fewest points were the 56-55 loss to Shadron the last game before Christmas. So the foul on Landon Walker is his second. And Jake Waller will go to the line to shoot 2. And the first one is up and in, 21 career-high points for Jake Waller. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. 43-34. Kearney with their biggest lead of the game, now 10, a 7-0 run to start the quarter. Scott's Bluff tries a 3, Cookshouse in left-hand corner, no good. Rebound brought down by Peyton Pocock. Scott's Bluff has all their timeouts, and has elected not to use one during this run. Kearney running the high 1-4, back cut, not open. So back out top, Waller. Trying to keep a hand in his face is Harris. Now they lob it down to Arp on the block left side. Back out top, Pocock. Three-man game over there. Arp's going to come out and set a screen for Liebarger. Up top, Mischu. Bearcats running clock. Mischu between the circles. Wanted to get it to Pocock. Tightly covered there by Hines. No 5-second count. Arp comes out of the circle, and then his pass back out top is intercepted by Harris. Harris up the floor, 2-on-2, 3-on-2, decides not to attack. Back out Hines. Hines into the corner. Three-pointer Harris on the way and good. So the Kearney turnover leads to the first points of the fourth quarter for Scott's Bluff. 44-37 Bearcats, and Kearney will call a timeout. 5:08 to go in the ball game. Kearney 44, Scott's Bluff 37. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Other holiday tournament scores to report to you today on the boys' side. Central City beat Cross County. And that's about it from our listening area. We'll look at some girls' scores here in just a moment. But right now, Kearney with the basketball coming out of a timeout where they will have three remaining. We're back in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Peyton Pocock will try a three-pointer. It is no good. The ball is saved by Dylan Hernandez. And here comes Scott's Bluff. Trying to go coast-to-coast as Hines kicks it out in the corner for another three. Harris comes up short on that one, so the teams exchange missed threes. And Brian Arp has his ninth rebound over to Pocock. Pocock down the floor, comes to the left side, takes a tough shot, no good. Arp, beautiful save. He'll save it out there on the wing to Waller at a reset here for Kearney High. Mischu almost went down, and Cuxhausen just couldn't quit reaching. He'll be called for the foul. First foul on Drew, fourth team foul. And Austin Murray checks into the ball game and gets an elbow when he walks onto the floor from Cuxhausen. What was that about? It was right in front of the Kearney High bench. He took about three steps, and Cuxhausen just gave him a Texas A&M assistant coach. 44-37. Murray up top. Austin. They're trying to deny Waller, obviously. Back cut. Couldn't quite save it. It was Pocock. Arps on the floor battling for it, and a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Scott's Bluff, so it'll be a Kearney High turnover. Again, just their sixth of the game. 4:11 remains. It is Kearney 44, Scott's Bluff 37. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll have the final stats for you. We'll talk with Coach Scott Steinbrook and get you set up for tomorrow. Some of the girls' scores from earlier today: Beatrice beat Aurora 52-37. St. Cecilia wins the Aurora tournament over Norfolk Catholic, 55-42 is the final score there. Plattsmouth beat St. Paul, 63-38. Sandy Creek over Cross County. Here at the GNAC, Scotts Bluff beat McCook, 59-40. Wilcox Hildreth beat Harvard, 62-41. Now we've got a foul called on Pocock on an entry pass. Peyton with his first personal foul, fourth team foul. Scott's left ball underneath their own hoop. Midway through the fourth quarter, and Kearney up by seven. Scott's Bluff has just one three-point bucket here in the quarter. They'll try for another one. Harris, who hit it earlier, can't get it to go here. Rebound brought down by Brian Arp. Starting to get a little more physical out there as Scott's Bluff now starting to feel that this might get away from them. They have not led by more than three, and Kearney's had the lead the whole second half. They were up at half 25-19. Top of the key, Waller. Starts to drive, then decides against it. Gives it off to Mischu. To the high post, lowers the shoulder, comes into the paint, off balance, double clutches. His shot is no good. Rebound wrapped down by Clarkson. Neither team can get one as Scott's Bluff wants to run the floor. Hines to the trailer. Cuxhausen, he'll come into the paint and draw the foul. Two free throws coming up here for Kearney High. Or for a Scott's Bluff foul on Kearney High. My bad there is Drew will go to the line for the first time. Murray with his first personal foul, fifth team foul. Again, Mischu is the only one with multiple fouls, and he has two for Kearney. But down 19 in Scott's Bluff, barely halfway home as the free throw is up and no good. And by barely halfway home, I mean they're barely halfway home to their season offensive average. Now, who's that against, you ask? They've played three Class A teams all out in Wyoming. Rock Springs, Cheyenne East, and Gillette. Alliance, Sydney, Mitchell, and Shadron have been their Nebraska opponents. That's the one thing Scott's Bluff just can't overcome. They try to find some competition. Cuxhausen hits the second one, so 1-2. And the lead now six. Kearney will get it to Pocock. Scott's Bluff putting some pressure on. Pocock gets it to Zach Ryan, who has checked in. Little push off. They let it go. Pocock back up to Ryan. Jump stop at the top of the circle. Needs some help to Pocock and a timeout called by Kearney High. They'll have two remaining. 3:06 to go here in the ball game, and Kearney High trying to hold on. They've got to make sure that that's not the way they play, though. Bearcats of Kearney lead the Bearcats of Scotts Bluff 44-38. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
.306 remaining here in high school basketball's fourth quarter, the GNAC boys semifinal. Kearney up 44-38, but they've been on 44 for quite a while. Has not been a lot of scoring here in this fourth quarter. Bearcats will have it. They have 7 points in the quarter, 4 for Scotts Bluff. Bearcats were up 10, now it's 6. Last 4 have been scored by Scotts Bluff. On the post, Arp, nothing there, throws it out top, almost got away from Waller. He'll grab it at midcourt. Now the lane is open, so he'll drive in, take two big steps. Left-hand layup, good, and Jake has 7 in the quarter and 24 in the game. 46-38 at the other end. Skip pass out top. Scotts Bluff, quick three on the way. Hernandez gets nothing. Waller will grab the loose basketball, and Kearney High in control right now with 2.5 to go. Ryan gets by his defender, tries to throw it at the feet of Arp, and it looks like it is off the foot of Scotts Bluff's Jackson Hines. And Kearney High will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Pocock lobs it all the way up top. They'll get it to Murray. Turns and hands it to Zach Ryan. Zach around the defender, kicks it off on the wing. Murray has the baseline, attacks the hoop. Lost the handle just a little bit, no good. Brian Arp will grab the loose ball. And another timeout, Kearney, before the jump ball occurred. And if it would have been a jump, it would have been Kearney ball. So Kearney has burned a lot of timeouts here in the fourth quarter just trying to save the possession. 2:15 to go. Kearney has one timeout remaining. And this timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Kearney, 46. Scotts Bluff, 38.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
With Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda. Back here with more high school basketball from the GNAC Holiday Tournament. Kearney now is down to just one timeout remaining. But they do have the 46-38 lead over Scotts Bluff. It will be Bearcat basketball after using the timeout on an ARP offensive rebound. They'll get it into Waller. Waller tries another three. That one will not go. Jackson Hines will bring down the rebound. Get it underneath. Wide open for the layup is Austin Clarkson. And here we go. Now the timeouts are going to start for Scotts Bluff. They've got them all to use. That's their first timeout. And with 2 minutes to go in a basketball game, 46-40, Kearney High has the lead. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We will keep it right here, as a matter of fact, and tell you that there is college football action going on today. Bowl games. They've got a dandy going on at the Music City Bowl. Notre Dame and LSU 28-28 with 9:50 to go in the contest. That'll be followed by the Belk Bowl, Louisville and Georgia at 5:30. Then tonight here on ESPN Radio, Stanford and Maryland will be playing in the Foster Farms Bowl. Again, that kicks off at 9 o'clock. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. Don't forget the Nebraska men's basketball team will open up Big Ten play tomorrow hosting Indiana. That game will be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, pregame at 3:30, tip-off at 4:30. And Dominican Sue has had his suspension reversed by the NFL. He's going to get fined, but he will be able to play in the wild card game against Dallas this weekend. Don't forget Kearney Catholic, or excuse me, Amherst boys taking on North Platte St. Pat's right now in the Amherst tournament final. We'll get an update on that boys score on Classic Hits 98.9. We're back to action here. Kearney facing full court pressure. Zach Ryan will throw over the top of it. Gets it to Mishu. Guard heavy right now. Waller Pocock out there. They do have Arp underneath. A minute 45 to go. 46-40. Kearney dribbling around trying to waste time here. And still two fouls to give for Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff needs to commit a foul, and they do. They got the feet tangled up there with Pocock, and Jackson Hines will help him up. So that's team foul number 5. And checking in will be Mickey and Jones. Not to be confused with Mickey Jones. 1:35 remains here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Kearney will get it in safely in the midcourt stripe to Pocock, and another foul is going to be called. Pocock ends up on the ground again. And again, it's on Hines. 1:31 to go, and now Arp's going to come out. Coach Steinbrick wants to keep it with a guard-oriented lineup. North Platte St. Pat's leading Amherst 20-9 in the second quarter. Battle of Unbeatens on Classic Hits. Murray checks in. Kearney trouble getting it in, and they have to lob it to Murray, and he's fouled. He jumped in the air at midcourt to grab the ball, and Matt Mickey thought maybe he could make a steal. Instead, he commits the foul. So then three fouls there in a short amount of time, and Austin Murray will go to the line here for Kearney High. It is a 1-1 situation for the Bearcats. And taking a look at what Austin has done at the free throw line so far this year, 10 of 12. And he's 2 of 2 for his only 2 points in this game. Free throw up, free throw good. This is the man you would think that Kearney High wants at the line. 47-40 with a minute 31 to go. The team came in 55 out of 95 on the year. Second free throw, spun out, no good. All the way around, and Austin Clarkson with his 7th rebound. Up the floor, Scotts Bluff down 7. Driving in, finding a little room, and then dishing it off to Trent Harris, who is fouled. That was a nice dribble drive and dish by Jackson Hines. But they can't finish. And free throws coming up for Trent Harris, who has 10 points. That actually leads Scotts Bluff. Landon Walker has 9, but the big fellas have not been a factor. And with them down, they have taken Walker out of the game for most of this quarter. The foul was the 2nd on Jake Waller. And the 1st of 2 free throws is up, and it is in for Trent Harris for the quarter, 11 in the game. 47-41 Kearney, 1:20 to go here. Norfolk and Hastings, the other winner's bracket semifinal. The final tomorrow at 3:15. Second free throw also good for Trent Harris. Ashley Jones will check in. A minute 20 to go in the game. Kearney now facing full court pressure. They've got one timeout remaining. Murray to throw it in, looking, and nope. Timeout. Kearney decided to use their final timeout. They barely could have got that in under the 5-second count. And that's the final timeout for Kearney. And again, 4 timeouts here in the 4th quarter, all used to try to save the possession. They are out of timeout. Scotts Bluff has 4 remaining. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 1:20 to go in the boys' GNAC semifinal. Kearney 47. Scotts Bluff, 42.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Again, tomorrow, the Kearney High girls will play in the championship game against the Norfolk Columbus winner, which is coming up next here at 5:30. Then it's the Norfolk Hastings boys game at 7:15. If the Kearney boys hold on here, they play at 3:15. If not, they'll play the third place game at 11:45. You'll hear both Kearney Bearcat games tomorrow right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. So we're ready to go again. Kearney without any timeouts. And now the officials having a discussion in front of the Scotts Bluff bench. So I don't know what's going on here. This is one of those things they're talking to the coach, and that can't be a good thing. Looks like one of those technical issues. Just two of the three officials are lined up, so I don't know what could have happened coming out of the timeout here. Chris Ludwig comes to the scores table. By now, everybody would have had to been in the book. Maybe they're checking the possession arrow. Possession arrow should be Kearney's. We've only had one jump ball in the game, so a little delay here. With 1:20 to go in the ball game, Kearney 47 and Hastings 42, or Scotts Bluff 42 here at Hastings. Well, whatever happens, it doesn't look like it's going to be positive for Scotts Bluff. It may not be negative, but they're talking with Coach Tony Siski. So whatever that's about, nothing apparently has changed, and we're ready to go on. Kearney to throw it in. They'll lob it into Jake Waller. Try to foul him and can't. Gets it back into the hands of Mishu. To Ryan. Zach. They don't have a timeout. The ball is knocked away. It's stolen away. Scotts Bluff comes away with the steal by Hines. Over for a three-pointer. Wilberger off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Jake Waller. And Waller will clear it out. Gets it to Mishu. All kinds of contact down low. Murray up ahead. They've got numbers as they get it to Waller. Two on two. Jake backdoor. Pocock layup. Good. They finally got up the floor after the overpressuring of the ball by Scotts Bluff. 49-42, 46 seconds to go. And Scotts Bluff decides to call a timeout before Jones drives to the hoop. And they will have three remaining. And that could have been the bucket that got the job done. Kearney turned it over. Scotts Bluff fired a three that would have made it a two-point game. But instead of cutting it to two, Kearney gets the board and goes up by seven. 44 seconds remaining. Scotts Bluff has the ball. Kearney has the lead, 49-42 here on ESPN.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. Again, a big thank you to all the fine folks here at Hastings. We'll be back again tomorrow. You're home for Kearney High boys and girls basketball. Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. It'll be Scotts Bluff ball taking it out in front of their own bench, trailing Kearney 49-42 with 44 seconds remaining in the game. It'll be Jackson Hines to throw it in. Out top, they'll go to Clarkson, trying to find a three over to Cuxhausen. Cuxhausen is covered. His jumper is on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Austin Mishu. Mishu is fouled with 36 seconds to go. And we will be in the 1-1 both ways. Jackson Hines, his third personal foul. And Mishu will go to the line for the first time here this afternoon. Has one bucket in the ball game. And for Mishu, 4 of 11 at the line, so just a 36% free throw shooter. The team, 58%. Mishu's free throw is good. Hit the front of the rim and crawled over. 50-42. Kearney High looks like they're going to be able to hold on. They've led the entire second half. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. Mishu steps up and hits two. 51-42, the lead is 9. Hines quickly up the floor, crossover dribble, gets by two defenders, back up, throw up three in the left-hand corner, came up short, no good. Rebound, Arp, he's fouled immediately. And Scotts Bluff has missed their last 8 three-point attempts. They are 4 of 20 in the game. Kearney is 7 of 24. Making 6 of those tonight is Jake Waller. He has a game-high 24 points. Arp will go to the line now to shoot the 1-1. 1 of 2 at the line, 9 points. That one is no good. Rebound brought down by Dylan Hernandez. Hernandez will push it up on the left side to Cuxhausen. Over the right side, Harris. Another forced three. That one at least got there, but it's no good. Cuxhausen saves the rebound, and while he's on the floor, a timeout will be called by Scott's Bluff, but they've run out of time. There's only 13 seconds remaining in this boys' semifinal game. 51-42 Kearney High. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up after our ball game. 13 seconds remaining. And Kearney High is going to win this one up 51-42 over Scott's Bluff. So both the Kearney boys and girls will be in the finals. Norfolk has a chance to do the same. Both of their teams are in the semifinals. Coming up next against the Columbus girls and the Hastings boys. Scott's Bluff ball on their baseline. Clarkson looking to throw it in. Up top, it's even knocked away. Mishu knocked it away. Kearney with the steal. Waller could have taken the layup. Instead, he just dribbles it out, throws it to Mishu, and the ball game will be over. And Kearney High has upset Class B second-ranked Scott's Bluff here this afternoon. Bearcats of Kearney, 51. Bearcats of Scott's Bluff, 42. Kearney High, doubleheader tomorrow here on ESPN. The girls will play in the finals at 1:30, followed by the boys at 3:15. We'll take a break and be back with the New West postgame show, all the final numbers, and a coach's chat right after this on ESPN Radio.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Hastings High School here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Kearney Bearcats both coming in seeded third in the GNAC tournament, both advancing on to the finals. The Kearney High girls blasting North Platte today 45-16, but here in the boys' game, you'd have to look at it as an upset. Kearney High 51, Scott's Bluff 42, holding Scott's Bluff to about 25 points per game below their season average. It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney hit some threes, which was key against the taller Scott's Bluff lineup. And quite frankly, the Bearcats, kind of like the North Platte girls, couldn't get the inside game utilized. They should have had a big advantage, but then I think you look sophomore, junior, and Brian Arp just kind of imposed a little bit of his senior will. He didn't score a ton of points today. He had another solid game, 9 points, pulled down 13 rebounds, a lot of those in the second half when they had kind of taken the will away from Scott's Bluff. In fact, they actually put Landon Walker, the 6'8 sophomore, on the bench for a good majority of the fourth quarter when they were trying to catch up. The threes didn't fall, and Scottsbluff just didn't shoot the ball as well. And this is about as well as Kearney High has shot the ball all year. Quite frankly, they made a lot of threes. There weren't a whole lot of deuces that they made in this basketball game, but they did what they needed to do to pick up their fourth victory of the year. And there's a good chance that they're going to end up playing Norfolk, a top five team in the preseason rankings in Class A. So back-to-back top five opponents here in the GNAC Holiday Tournament. And, of course, that'll wrap up 2014 tomorrow afternoon on New Year's Eve. We'll take a break, be back, and look at the final numbers right after this on ESPN Radio.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to the New West Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers. First off, for Scottsbluff, here's what I had. Drew Cuxhausen ends up with 4 points and 4 rebounds. Jackson Hines, the only points he scored was when he was fouled on a three-pointer, and he hit that those three free throws, so 3 points and 1 rebound. Ashley Jones, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Trent Harris had a dozen points to lead the way tonight for Scottsbluff. He also had 4 rebounds. Dylan Hernandez, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Blake Wilberger, a 3-point bucket and 5 rebounds. Landon Walker, 9 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Austin Clarkson, 4 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. 14 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, and 6 of 7 in the second half for Scottsbluff. 3-point shooting, they were 2 of 6 in the first half. I better double check that. It looks like they were 3 of 10 in the first half and 2 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half and 3 in the second half. Scottsbluff had 19 points at halftime, and they scored 23 points in the second half to finish with 42 points, 31 rebounds, 7 out of 9 at the free throw line, 5 of 21 unofficially from three-point land, 2 block shots, 7 turnovers, and Scottsbluff falls to 7-2 on the season, and they will play in the consolation game tomorrow morning at 11:45 against the Norfolk Hastings loser, and they play tonight at 7:15. Norfolk will be the heavy favorite over Coach Lance Creech's Hastings Ball Club. For Kearney High, Zach Ryan with 2 rebounds, Austin Mishu with 4 points, 3 rebounds, a block shot. Chris Langan had 1 rebound. Jake Waller, as we said, he was the man tonight, a career high 24 points in the ball game. He had 4 rebounds. He hit 6 threes. The other 3 went to Trevor Liebarger. It was his only bucket of the ball game. It was a big one, though. He hit it at the first quarter buzzer and gave Kearney High the lead. He had 3 rebounds. Kyle Anderson had 2 rebounds and a block. Peyton Pocock had a nice night, 8 points, 2 rebounds, or 1 rebound, and that's what he had. Austin Murray, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks, and Brian Arp, 9 points, 13 rebounds in the basketball game. We'll give you a complete recap here in just a moment, but head coach Scott Steinbrick joins us here. And Coach, congratulations.
Thanks. That was a good basketball game. We were very proud of our guys, and we knew Scottsbluff was bringing a pretty good team out here, and our kids competed like crazy, and that's a good one to get for us.
Now, Randy Bushcutter and I trade back and forth numerous times on the games that we do. I was starting to get a complex here because I have to feel that the Lincoln High and the Lincoln Northeast games were probably the 2 worst games that you had played all year, and those were the 2 I saw. So this, obviously, in comparison, a way different feel here And I guess you got a little bit of different things. We're going to look at Jake Waller. I thought Peyton Pocock looked way more comfortable tonight because, as you mentioned earlier today, you had kind of moved him to the point to test that out here. But you held Scott's Bluff some 25 points below their season average.
It starts and ends with defense for us tonight. Again, Jake Waller, tremendous game shooting the ball, but there were no easy shots for Scott's Bluff. Even when their bigs caught it inside, you know, we fouled them. We blocked shots. We forced them to take tough, contested shots. I mean, I don't know how many shots we blocked or altered or deflected, but it felt like a lot. And it's not because we're putting a bunch of 6'7 guys out there. It's because our 6'2 guards were just competing like crazy. And we knew they were tough to guard, especially if we let them get out in transition. I don't know if they scored a bucket in transition or not. That was our number one thing that we had to do. And you can tell they're much more comfortable in the full court than they are in the half court. And our kids defended their stuff well, and I just couldn't be prouder. A lot of times we think about executing an offensive game plan as a key that coaches talk about, but we executed our defensive game plan to darn near perfection tonight.
Yeah, there were two or three plays that for maybe the normal, when you go back and look at them on film, you might go, oh, I missed that. I didn't see that. You talked about the deflections. Murray, who's coming off the bench for you now, makes a couple of nice deflections. I thought Arp really took it to the sophomore once. We talked about you get called for hooking a lot with your arm. He hooked him with his leg. He made such a big inside step, and it just took him out of position. And it seemed from that moment on, Brian knew that he was going to be okay in the paint against the much taller 6'6 and 6'8 posts.
Yeah, you know, their posts are a sophomore and a junior. And in Class A and in good Class B basketball, there's a difference between a senior and a sophomore. Now, the kid from Scott's Bluff is immensely talented. He has all the tools. He's physically gifted. You know, Brian Arp's a Division I football player. And I don't know how many Division I football players that kid's going to play against this year on the basketball court, but there's a reason Brian's going to Ohio to play defensive line or whatever he's going to play out there, because he's tougher than heck. And he competes hard, and he just has a passion for whatever sport's in season. And you're right, he came out very motivated. You know, double-digit rebounds for him against a team that puts 6'9 and 6'6 out there, that's effort. That's not technique. That's not fundamentals. That's just flat-out effort by Arp, and it was fun to watch. He was zoned in right from the start. He got popped in the nose. He got popped in the eye, and every time he just got a little bit angrier, and he kind of channeled that in a positive way. So I was happy to see Brian compete like that.
What about what Jake Waller did? It's his best varsity game of his career.
Well, we've kind of been waiting for it.
Yeah, you know, I know he's been waiting for it.
And he's a great kid, and he wants to succeed so bad. And we feel like we have a couple of guys, Trevor Liebarger and Jake Waller, that, you know, if they're playing horse out there, it might go on forever, because none of them, they don't miss shots. And teams kind of know that. They were on the JV team last year, got a few varsity minutes. You know, Trevor's had a couple moments this year against Lincoln Southeast, against Millard South, where he had a couple big shots in it. So the scouting report on those guys is that they want to catch and shoot. The thing I like to see is our other guys keep screening for him. They keep feeding him the ball, because we've all seen them shoot the ball well in practice. And this was just one of those nights where you could tell early on Jake kind of had a bounce and a step. And for a shooter, if you hit your first couple shots, and I think he missed his first one, but then he hit about his next five, and then he missed one late where I was kind of kicking myself for calling the play. But it's like one of those, you feel like you have a pretty good play call, but we're up by seven with you know, 2 minutes to go in the game. If he makes that, that's the dagger. Unfortunately, he finally missed one, and that kind of allowed Scott's Bluff one more chance at it. But hopefully that's a sign of things to come. We feel like, that we got guys that can shoot, and that's just going to make it, you know, even more open for our posts inside. You know, Chris Langen and Brian Arp on the block there.
A couple more questions here for Coach Scott Steinbrook. If I got it right, you guys saved both teams most of their timeouts. You used your last four timeouts to save the possession. It wasn't to set up a play. A couple times you're diving for a loose ball. A couple times you couldn't either get the ball in or you were in trouble. Something to work on that you're going to have to, especially if it's Norfolk tomorrow, that you're going to have to be better at.
There's no doubt. When we were up by seven or eight and Scott's Bluff kind of went to that full court defense, there was a moment of maybe panic by not only our players but also our coaches. I was pretty quick on the timeouts there. You know, had they tied it or taken the lead, I probably would have regretted it. But as well as we were defending, I thought every possession. I thought we got guys that can shoot foul shots. We got guys that can shoot free throws. You know, we just wanted the possession. We were playing with a two or three possession lead almost the entire fourth quarter, and we kind of talked about it and just thought that possession was important. We clearly have some things to work from an inbounding perspective, and part of that comes from playing a kid at the point right now who's not a natural point guard. We had Zach Ryan who came in and did some really nice things in the full court. And again, we just haven't been in a lot of situations like this. We got you know, we're 6 or 7 games into the year, and we haven't had a lot of real close games where we've played with a lead. We saw it a little bit last night with North Platte. We were up 15, and then it got down to 9 or 10, and there was a little bit of panic in the middle of the fourth quarter, too. We kind of hit that same stretch again tonight, so we definitely have to get better at it. You said it. If that's a situation, first of all, if that's a situation tomorrow night against Norfolk, I'll be as happy as heck that we're ahead in the fourth quarter. but we do have to get better at it.
Now, I know Hastings is getting better, and Lance Creech is going to try and knock off Norfolk, but we know that Norfolk is going to be a bigger favorite in the boys' game than maybe they are even in the girls' game here. Give us a little scouting report on both of these teams.
Well, you're right. You hit the nail on the head. Even last year playing Hastings, they gave us all we can handle. We beat them in a relatively close game, but they're pretty young. I mean, they were young last year. They're still young this year. They got a couple sophomores and juniors that can really play. And Coach Creech, I think, has done a good job of, you know, changing the style, the philosophy a little bit, the mentality. You know, anytime you can bring a guy who has that much coaching experience at the college game into the high school game, you know, that's good for our conference. That just means Hastings is going to keep getting better and better. And but then obviously Norfolk is top ranked in the state right now, loaded with talent. You know, they got a couple special players, a couple guys that are mid-major D1, if not even a little bit higher than that, especially the sophomore kid Logan Strom. So we'll have our hands full with whoever we play. We just keep telling our kids we got to be the best we can be in February. We're still moving pieces around on the chessboard right now. And, you know, the lineup we started tonight, heck, that might not be the lineup we start tomorrow. We'll just kind of see what the matchup looks like. But we're starting to find our way. You know, last year we were sitting in this exact same spot with a fairly senior-dominated team with 4 seniors that all started for us. And we're looking at our wins and losses, and we have 1 win and 6 or 7 losses. And the only win we had was an overtime thriller against Lex in the opening round of the GNAC. So, you know, if we're looking at a process, but not just a single-year process, but the progression of these kids through our program, we feel pretty good about where we're at right now. And I think this team right now has some high expectations, and we'll get there. We're not there yet. You know, tomorrow's the next step, whether we play Hastings or whether we play Norfolk.
And Norfolk, and again, all due respect to Hastings, yeah, if you pull the upset, outstanding. But if it is Norfolk, they're the last top 10 team you will play until Creighton Prep at the end of the month. So there's a lot of basketball teams that on paper you should be very competitive with and have a chance to be that team that makes the most improvement in January.
Yeah, Class A right now is we think it's top-heavy. We think there's 2 or 3, maybe 4 teams at the very top. You know, your Omaha South, Bellevue West, Norfolk, maybe even Omaha Central in there. And just the way that the schedule makers have done things the last couple of years, we don't have that group of teams outside of Norfolk on our schedule. So outside of that top 5, then you have a whole bunch of other teams. We've played Lincoln High and Lincoln Northeast already. You know, they kind of appear to be in that 5 to 10 mix. But everybody else, you can go from Kearney to North Platte, you know, to LPS and some of the Omaha teams. You know, there's not a lot of separation. And that's what I love about Class A basketball. There are no gimmies. It doesn't matter if you're playing the team with the worst record or the best record. If you don't bring it every single night, you're going to get beat. And that's anybody on our schedule. We have some talented players, but we're not so talented and unbelievable. Or we can just, you know, scoot out there and jump the ball up and, hey, we're going to win this just because we're Kearney. But I think our kids understand who we are. I think they get it. You know, they understand that we got to defend and rebound and execute and take care of the ball and do all the little things. And if we do that, we can play with people on maybe the bottom end of the rankings and also the top end of the rankings. We'll have a chance to find out tomorrow night, hopefully, whether it's Norfolk, Hastings, but like you said, no disrespect, Norfolk is looking awfully good right now.
Yeah, they are number 1 or number 2, depending on who you look at. Scott, nonetheless, great effort today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Scott Steinbrook, head coach of the Kearney Bearcat boys. They win it today, 51-42. We were just wrapping up the stats when we chatted with the coach, the final overall stats here for Kearney High. We'll give to you and wrap things up after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Welcome back to New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Let's take a look one more time at the final stats here and remind you that North Platte St. Pat's leads the Amherst boys 57-45, start of the fourth quarter. That's on Classic Hits 98-9. For Kearney High, the 24 points for Jake Waller led the way, 9 points, 13 rebounds for Brian Arp. Kearney High today had 15 rebounds in the first half. They had 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting 3 of 4 in the first half, 5 of 8 all in the fourth quarter there in the second half of play. 3-point shooting 4 of 13 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers 3 in the first half. They did have 5 in the second half. 25 points in the first half, 26 in the second half. Kearney finishes with 51 points, 32 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 7 of 21 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, 8 turnovers. Kearney is on to the finals of the GNAC tournament. At 4-4, a 51-42 win over Scott's Bluff. They will play tomorrow here on ESPN at 3:15 against the Norfolk Hastings winner. That'll be preceded by the Kearney High girls playing the Norfolk Columbus winner, which is next, and that is at 1:30. So 1:30 and 3:15, the Kearney High doubleheader tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Also today, over at the Amherst tournament, the girls' consolation, North Platte St. Pat's wins it 73-24. Wins it over Amherst today. The boys, consolation, Kearney Catholic, a winner over Ogallala. Kearney Catholic girls easily beat Ogallala in the championship. And the St. Pat boys up 12 in the fourth on Amherst in that battle of unbeatens on Classic Hits 98-9. College football, triple header. It is a final. Notre Dame kicks a game-winning field goal to beat LSU 31-28. Georgia and Louisville in the Belk Bowl at 5:30. And then tonight here on ESPN, Maryland and Stanford at 9 o'clock, and that is in the Foster's Farm Bowl or whatever it is, right, Merritt? That's what it is. So that's coming up tonight at 9 o'clock. Our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us here on high school basketball at the GNAC Tournament. This post-game brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. New West is here to get you back into it. No matter the activity, schedule your appointment today. Kearney High girls win over North Platte 45-16. Kearney boys take care of Class B second-ranked Scotts Bluff 51-42. We'll see you on the final day of 2014 tomorrow. This is Doug Duda from Hastings saying enjoy the rest of your day.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.